Daryl Hunt, ladies and gentlemen. DC's own.
Prepare to listen to the Hour of Power of Prayer, presented by Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are empowering a nation to bring healing to our nation through prayer. And now, here's Evangelist Darlene.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. You are listening to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, A Circle of Friends. And we are empowering a nation to bring healing to our nation through prayer. We invite you to get your Bibles handy so you can follow along with us when we refer to the scripture. We are a prayer ministry who believes God hears and answers prayer. We have been praying for many years and are here to pray with and for you. Now, during this program or afterwards, if you or a loved one needs prayer, you can call us at 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. We do believe in God's word and have seen many miracles, signs, and wonders follow us because we believe that our God is a true and living God. We believe in the power of prayer. And refer to the scripture, James chapter 5, verses 15 through 16. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Verse 16 says, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We believe in the power of praise and refer to the scripture, Psalms 34, 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Entry and
let
exit
us exalt his
off.
Name together. We believe in the power of prayer that brings deliverance.
All callers are muted
and
they can unmute
the
themselves.
Luke chapter 4, verses 17 through 20.
All callers are muted.
And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Esaias. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. We constantly worship the Lord with our lifestyle, and that is what we prepare to do each and every day. We get up with God on our hearts and in our minds. Now, tonight, if you are a loved one, needs prayer, please give us a call now. We are available to speak with you. Our number is 904-859-1022. We're getting ready to go into the program, and we hope that it will be an inspiration to you. And also, if you have friends or neighbors or someone who you think may be blessed by what we do, please give them a call or a text or maybe an email to let them know to join us here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, A Circle of Friends.
You're the Ancient of Days, and we just praise you today. You're from everlasting to everlasting. Lord, there is so much that we can just be thankful for, so we just want to praise you today, oh God, because you are the one and only wise God, the great I Am that I Am, the one who spoke everything into existence. You are the chief cornerstone, oh God, and we are standing on Christ, the solid rock. We are standing all of the ground is sinking sand. Lord, we just want everybody to just raise your voices to the Lord today and let him know that you care about him, that you really appreciate him, that you're praising him for who he is and what he can do and what he is doing. He is a faithful and true God. He is the honorable God. He is so good. Lord, we are so glad that you're our Lord. You're the King over all the earth. You are the King of kings. You are our provider. You are the one who gave everything of yourself so that we could have life. Jesus came to the earth to give his life so that we can have life and life more abundantly. So we're glad for that today. We are glad tonight because Jesus reigns. He reigns forevermore. He is the King in his beauty. He's the judge of the living and the dead. We are so glad today, oh God, because you are our God. You are so great, oh God. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You're Jehovah Rohi, the Lord, my shepherd. We thank you that you're watching over us and you're hastening your word to perform it, oh God. We lift our voices to you. Lift up the name of Jesus right now. Let God know just how much you care about him. Welcome the Holy Spirit in. Holy Spirit, we welcome you today because Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, we say have your way tonight. Take over this place. Take over our minds. Take over our hearts. Take over all of us. We want to be lost in you, oh God. We want to just submit to your authority. So ask the Lord to just come on in into your heart. Fill you with the fullness of Jesus Christ. Take over this place. Healing Spirit, take over this place. Heal the hurts. Heal the pains. Lord, we are glad tonight because you are with us, oh God, because you're taking care of everything. Take over this place, oh God. We say take over our hearts tonight. Take over our minds tonight, oh God. Take over our thoughts, oh God, because we know, Father, that you know all things. Lord, we submit to your authority. We're glad that you have forgiven us, so we have repented, oh God, of every sin and every iniquity, every shame, oh God. Oh God, we just praise you today because you are forgiving, oh God, and that you show us how to forgive. Lord, take over this place, oh God. Move us, Lord. Raise us up, oh God. Help us to rise in you, Lord, as you take over this place. That means you want, we want you to take over our temples. Ask the Lord to take over your temple. Take over your mind tonight. Lord, take over all of me because I need you more than anything, oh God. Holy Spirit, sweet Spirit, just take over this place right now. Take over this time that we're spending with you right now. Spirit, listen. He is awesome. He is perfect in all of his ways. In all of our ways, we must acknowledge him because he directs our path. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Father. I bless your name, oh God. I glorify you tonight, oh God. I praise you, Lord, because you are Lord and you are Savior. You are King. You are all. You are everything that we need, oh God. You are the one who came at the you were here in the beginning of this earth. In fact, you are the one who spoke and let the earth come into existence, and you're here with us right now. And when this earth passes away, we know that you will still be around. You will still be the forever God. So we thank you, God, today for being here with us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Glorify your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I praise you, God. I magnify you today, oh God. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. So, Lord, we thank you today that you're listening. You're hearing our prayer. You're hearing our call. You're hearing our praise, oh God. We know, Father, today that we must praise you even through our circumstances because we know that you are right there in the midst of everything, oh God, in the midst of the storms, in the midst of the rain, in the midst of the joy, in the midst of the pain. You are there, Lord. So we praise you tonight, oh God, and you see everything, oh God. You know all things, oh God, so you're taking care of each and every one of us, oh God. We know that you are our deliverer today, oh God. You are the one who covers us from the tempest, oh God. Hallelujah. Jesus, the great King over all the earth, oh God. We praise you tonight, oh God. You're the light of the world, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for the light of Jesus Christ shining down on us, oh God. showing us the way, oh God, showing us the way in a dark place, oh God, that the light of Jesus is there, oh God. So we praise you today, oh God, for Jesus our King, Jesus our friend, Jesus our shepherd. We know your voice in a stranger we will not follow. So we praise you, God, for Jesus being right there at the right hand of the throne of God, making intercession for us, Lord. So we praise you today, oh God. Give God praise, give God praise, give God praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, you are wonderful. You are great, Lord. My God. Thank you, Lord, today for you being the meek and humble lamb, and you are the lion of the tribe of Judah, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for being so much more than what we could ever think. But we thank you, God, for being with us tonight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We glorify you, God. We glorify your worthy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Right now, I'm going to take a pause, and I'm going to go ahead and go into a scripture. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 11, and we're going to be reading from the verse 28 and go down to verse 30. This the Word of God. I'm inviting everyone who's listening to get your Bible and read along with us as we're reading the Word and understand what the Word is telling us tonight, because God has so much for us, and this hour of empowerment is to help you in your ministry, help you in your life, help you in your family, help you in your work or whatever it is that you are doing, that you will get strong in the Lord and that you will move forward in the Lord, you will grow in Him, that you will rise in Him, so that whatever situation you may be in or whatever place you may be in, whatever group you may be in, that you will be anointed, because God has given us a power to tread on serpents and on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt us. And with the authority that God has given us, we have ability to move things, to change things, to cause things to happen as a result of the prayers, the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man avails much. So I'm just encouraging everyone who is listening to receive what God has for you tonight and come back throughout the year as God would see fit to help empower you so that you can be better in your ministry, to cover your pastors, your leaders, your teachers, your family, so that your pastors, that they won't fall like some of the people failed last year. We want each and every person in the body of Christ to get a hold of what God is doing. God is moving us to a place of sanctification and purification. He wants us to be real with Him. He wants us to be purified in Him. So this morning or this evening, we were going to go ahead over here in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Right now, Lord, it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Thank you, Lord Jesus, for telling us that. Thank you, God, for giving us that word. The Lord God Almighty is telling us to come to Him. Those of us who are in labor and heavy laden, some of us have been going through some things, and we have been going through for so many years, and some of us have been going through maybe for a short time, but the Lord God Almighty is telling us to come to Him. Give it to Him at His feet. Let Him take over our pains and our shame and some of the things that we're dealing with. Sometimes we're just overburdened with the cares of this world, and because of the cares of this world, some of us can't do what God would have us to do in the spirit realm. So we ask God to just move tonight. Ask God to just move some things out of your way. Ask God to take those burdens that you've been dealing with. Cast your cares upon the Lord, and we know that He will take those yokes that you have been holding. Learn of the Lord tonight. Let Him just come and just move into your life, and let Him just change what is happening in your life. Those things that you've been holding on to, trying to figure out yourself, give them to Jesus tonight. Let Jesus handle it for you. That's why He's here. That's why He's been put in place. That's why God is here, because He wants to heal you. He wants to help you. He wants to take those yokes. He wants to take them off of your neck. Because we know that we can't hold those things that God can hold. God is magnificent. God is all-powerful. He is all-sufficient. And if we just understand that He can take care of these things that we're dealing with, we can be more free to operate in the Spirit and operate in the anointing that God has provided for us. Allow the Holy Spirit to just move you tonight, as we have asked Him earlier, to take over this place. We want Him to take over these yokes that you're holding on to, some of these burdens that people are holding on that are just weighing you down. Your mind is not clear. Your mind is just burdened down. Sometimes people feel like they have a cap on their head as a result of the burden. Sometimes it feels like there's a weight just holding onto your shoulders, and you can't seem to move. There's a lot of to his purpose. We want people to realize that you can have the peace that surpasses all understanding. When all people don't understand why you are at peace, when things are going wrong in your life, when they see maybe your husband or your wife has left you, when they see that your children are acting up, or maybe somebody in your life has died recently, just suddenly, or somebody in your family is sick. There are times when there are things that are so overwhelming, and you're trying to help somebody to get to the point where they need to be, and they're just not understanding what it is that you would tell them to do, or they're not grasping. They just don't have the unction. They don't have the willpower. Sometimes they know what they should do, but they're not doing it, and that is weighing heavy on you. Give those things to God. Cast them at his feet. Give them to Jesus Christ, because he's the one who can take care of all these things. Give those burdens to Jesus. He told us to be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to make our request known to him. So tonight, just give everything to the Lord. Turn them over to him right now. Let go of every weight. We don't want to hold on to anything tonight. Give God those pains that you've been dealing with. Give God those children that you've been trying to get to do the right thing. Those children that are in a rebellious state. Give them to Jesus Christ. I remember one time my daughter was growing up. She was around the age of 16, and she was just going crazy. She was doing all kinds of things. One night I got down on my knees and I said, Lord, I give my daughter to you, and I ask you to do whatever you will to get her attention, because I didn't want my daughter to be unsaved. I didn't want her to be killed. I didn't want her to be in places that she shouldn't be. I know that she had watched me before I got saved, and I wasn't living right. But we have to turn our lives over to God. We have to turn everything over to him, because if you're not living right, your children won't live right. If your children are following you and you're going in the wrong direction, we know that God will change them if you change sometimes. So we ask God tonight to take over our entire lives. We ask God to take over these burdens, some of these things that we're dealing with, some of the sin that you may be in tonight. Ask God to take that sin out of your life so that you can be free to worship him. You can be free to do some work that he wants you to do, so that you can be free to minister to your children, because you can't tell your children or anybody else anything if you are living an unrighteous life. We want to be purified today, and if you would just cast your cares upon him, some of those things that are keeping you bound. Some people are just worried about their monies, and they're giving themselves to people. They're out prostituting because they need the money that they need, and I'm just being real tonight. There are people in the body of Christ who are doing that, who don't have the money that they need. Many people have been laid off from their jobs, and they're hustling other folks. They're hustling men, and men are hustling women so that they can get what they need. So we ask God tonight to take all that impure stuff out of our lives, so that we will be able to be a witness to our children, so that we'll be able to teach our children and help our neighbors and help ourselves to move on in the Lord. Now is the time to give your things to the Lord. Now is the time to give those things to Jesus Christ. Some of us are out there who are lying and cheating, trying to make ends meet. All you have to do is ask God to take over your place, take over your life, take these burdens, Lord. Lord, I take these bills, Lord. Give the bills to the Lord and ask him to take care of those things, because we know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. If there's anything that we need, we know that the Lord will supply according to his riches and glory. So give God your bills. Give God everything that you have so that you can be free to serve the Lord, so you can be free to do his will. Give it over to God today, because he's the one that can take care of those things that you've been trying to take care of. That's a burden that many people are dealing with right now, because they don't have the money that they need. They don't have the resources that they need. Somebody's life may be turned off tomorrow, or they may be turned off right now. Give that burden to God. Ask God to perform a miracle in your life. Ask God to take over that deal. Ask God to open up some way for you to get those lights on. Whatever it is that you're desiring God to do, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and we know that he will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Trust the Lord tonight. Give those burdens to him so that you can be at rest, so that your mind will be clear. He wants you to be clear that you will be able to go forth in the Lord. Some of your ministries are suffering as a result of the things that are happening in your mind. Your minds are not clear. You're not able to go forward in God because there's some burdens on you. You're holding on to some burdens. You're trying to take care of too many things. And if you would just take care of the work of the Father, he said to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and we know all these things shall be added unto us. So if we just leave our burdens in God's hands, if you would turn everything over to him tonight is a good time to get started and leave those things behind you. Leave those burdens at Jesus' feet. He said he will give you rest. If you would just come unto him, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So whatever it is that you need for him to do, he is not hard on anybody. If you would just give it over to God, he will give you some rest. He will make it easy for you. He said his burden is light. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. So give it to him and let him take care of these things for you. Give God your troubles and your trials and your tribulations. There may be some people out there who's been looking for a job for a long time. Say, God, I know that you can show me the way. Ask God to give you some favor. There's scripture in the Bible that you can use and speak it for yourself. Don't keep saying, woe is me, woe is me. Don't keep telling yourself, well, I ain't never going to get it. If you keep speaking that, that's what you're going to get. He said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So you have to speak what you say. You have to make a declaration of what you want God to do. So begin to tell the Lord what it is that you need for him to do for you tonight. If you need for him to take away these burdens, if you need to open him to open up some doors, if you need for him to take away the sin, that's the most important thing, is the sin be out of your life. Ask God to remove the sin from your life. Ask God to remove the lying and the cheating that you may be doing right now. Ask God to take away that spirit of prostitution that you may be dealing with right now. Some people may think, well, I'm just giving him a favor, I'm giving her a favor, and then you got to do something in order to get that favor done. Ask God to take that away so that you realize that God is the one who holds all things in his hand. He's the one that takes care of all things. Glory to the Lord, Almighty, Almighty. And when God blesses you, you need to take care of him. Take care of the Lord when he blesses you tonight. We need to go on and serve the Lord with gladness and do what God has called us to do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to the Lord tonight. We're going to go ahead and look at another scripture tonight. I hope that we're hearing what God is speaking. Give your burdens to the Lord tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to look at Romans chapter 12. We're going to start at verse 1. And it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Praise the Lord. We just want to just move according to the will of God. He's asking us tonight to just give it over to him. He told us that we must present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. So once again, we're going to go back and ask God to just take over this place. Ask God to take over your bodies. Ask God to take over your life. Ask God to take over yourself. Ask God to take over your body so that your body can be submitted to him. Ask God to take you and put you on the potter's wheel. Say, Lord, take me and put me on the potter's wheel. Lord, move me in the places that I need to be in. Lord, take over my life tonight, oh God. Lord, move me so that I can be just like you, Lord. Lord, you said that I was made in your image. And you know, we know that God stooped down and formed man in his very own image. And then he blew into man the breath of life. So ask God to just form you today. Ask God to take your spirit, man, and help it to be what he wants us to be tonight. He says we need to not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So if we ask God to take over our minds, we're being transformed every day. As you get into the word of God, as you begin to delve down in there, you begin to read that word is so powerful, that word is so rich, that word is so filling, that word is so big and great for us that it helps us to move in the Lord. That word that takes us from faith to faith and glory to glory. As we see the word of God, as we see how God has done many people in the past, how he's transformed people's lives. Many of us were transformed and we're still being transformed. Our minds are still being renewed. So ask the Lord tonight, Lord, take over my mind. Lord, take over my thoughts. Lord, let my thoughts be your thoughts. Let the mind that is in Christ Jesus be also in me, O God. Lord, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, O God. Lord, if there's any jealousy in my life, O God, take it away, O God, because I want my mind to be renewed, O God. Lord, if there's anything in my life, O God, that will cause me to have backbiting in my life, O God, Lord, take that backbiting spirit away from me tonight, O God. In the name of Jesus, ask God to take away any lying spirit that you may have. If you have a lying spirit, ask God to take away the spirit of deception tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, ask God to take away that spirit of unfaithfulness. There are people who are unfaithful to God as well as unfaithful to your mate. Ask God to take away that unfaithful spirit. Ask God to for you tonight, oh God. I ask you, Father, tonight to just help me tonight to be conformed to this world, oh God, because even when you look around and you see all on the television, all in the news, all in different places, even on the internet, sex is everywhere. Those things are just entering in people's minds. Watch your eye gate. Watch your ear gate. Watch what you put in there, because those things will feed into your spirit, and then you find yourself doing some of those things that are against the will of God. So ask God to take over your mind tonight. Ask God to transform you so that you will look like He wants you to look. Ask Him to help you to look more like Him every day, because we know now is the time for us to get ready for Jesus Christ, because we know that Jesus is coming soon. We need to get our bodies ready. We need to get our temples ready. We need to be ready for Jesus Christ. Ask God to take away those things, oh God, when you're on your job, when you're sneaking around with somebody, even on your job that you don't need to be with. Ask God to take away that backbiting tongue when you're watching other people. Ask God to take away that ear, that itching ear that you have, that you're listening for gossip in the office. Lord, remove that from me, oh God, because I want to have a clean vessel. I don't want to feed my life with garbage, oh God. Remove that stuff from me, oh God. Remove that desire to hear the nasty stuff, oh God. Remove that stuff, oh God, from me where I would want to hear the bad things about somebody, oh God, that I want to talk about somebody. Ask God to put some clean stuff in your mouth. Ask God to keep your mouth closed if you can't say anything good. Ask God to help you to have clean vessels. Ask God to just purify you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, so that you will walk like Him, that you will do like Him. Ask Him even to put you on the whole armor of God, that you'll be able to come against the wiles of the devil. We know that if we have that whole armor of God on, we will be transformed. We will not walk like the world. We will not do what the world says do. Even concerning your finances, ask God to help you to understand that He wants you to be the lender and not the borrower. Ask God to take away those mortgages. Ask God to give you favor, to take away that car payment. And as He does it, give Him what He deserves. Give Him what He has already given you. Give Him your first fruits to the Lord. Don't wait until you don't have an opinion and say, that's all I got to give to the Lord. Give Him what you have first. And we know that if you give, He shall give back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. Because the same way you give to God, it shall be given to you again. So tonight I submit to brothers and sisters who are listening. Please hear me clearly. Ask the Lord to come on in and clean your life up. Ask God to come on in and take away the stuff that is out of order. Ask God to remove even those things that have been passed down through the bloodline, those generational curses. You need to ask God to remove those things that have been passed down, that spirit of just having babies out of wedlock, the spirit of divorce tonight. We bind up that demon right now. And as you're being transformed by the renewing of your mind, you'll begin to have the spirit. So as we ask God to remove those things that don't need to be there, ask God to bring those things into your life. So we are going to loose those things tonight to come into our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to have the fruit of the spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to have the spirit of love, Lord. We want to have the spirit of peace and joy. We want to have long-suffering, oh God. We want to have goodness, Lord. Give us goodness and give us faith, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give us meekness, Lord. Fill us with meekness tonight, oh God. As you clean us up, oh God, Lord, help us to have more of you, oh God. Fill us with the Holy Spirit, oh God. Fill us with the spirit of wisdom tonight, oh God. Lord, fill us with the spirit of might tonight, oh God. Fill us with the spirit of knowledge tonight, Lord. Lord, fill me. Ask God to fill you tonight. Ask Him to fill you with the spirit of the Lord. Ask God to fill you with the spirit of understanding. Ask God to fill you with the spirit of counsel. So, Lord, I want to be filled with the spirit of the fear of the Lord, so that you can move on in the Lord. As He removes things from you, ask Him to fill you up. Ask Him to help you to have that spirit of adoption. Ask Him to help you to give you the spirit of truth, so that you have truth in your heart. Ask God to clean up your heart tonight. Lord, create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Begin to speak the word of God to him so that he can hasten his word to perform it, so that he can bring his word to you, so that you will receive all that you need for him, from him. Ask the Lord to come on in right now. Lord, move my life, oh God, so that I can be just like you. Lord, put me on the potter's wheel. Lord, you are the potter, and I am the clay. I ask you, Father, to mold me, shape me, fashion me, and as you're laying there in his hands, as you're laying there in the palm of God's hands, let him do what he would want to do with you. Ask him to do what he wants to do, and when you ask him, be still and know that he is God. Be still and know that he knows everything. Be still and let him do what he wants to do tonight. Ask him to continue to do it as we go through this year. because we are preparing for heaven, not only for ourselves, but we're preparing other people. We want to be the disciples. We can't be the true disciples if we have dirt in our lives, if we have sin in our lives. We can't help other people effectively if we have those things that are hindering our spirits. So ask the Lord to continue to clean you. Ask the Lord to continue to purify yourself. Lord, we know that without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. So ask God to give you some more faith. Some people are in doubt today. Some people are in just a spirit of disobedience. There are those of us who are in the body of Christ who have a spirit of rebellion. So, Lord, remove the rebellion from me. Lord, whatever it is that's in my life that shouldn't be, begin to call out those things. You know what's in your life tonight that God needs to remove. I've got fair with you. I don't know you, but God knows you. So ask God to remove the spirit of stubbornness. There's some stubborn people out there. There's some people out there who just don't want to do what God said do. Lord, help me to yield to you. Lord, help me to do your will. Lord, help me to read your word. Lord, help me to stop moving around in the places where I don't need to be. Going to the gambling house. Going to the drug house. Going to the alcohol station. Going to places that you shouldn't be. Going to places, going hiding somewhere, being with somebody's husband, and being with somebody's wife. Lord, remove that desire from me tonight. Ask God to clean your life. God wants you to be a true vessel of God. God wants you to be anointed and appointed by him. You have been selected by God. You are a mighty man of God. You are a mighty woman of God. Begin to declare the things that you know that you can do for the Lord. Begin to declare the things that you know can be removed from you. Declare those things and give those things to God that you know that God can take care of you so much better than you can, because he knows everything. He can do everything. He can take part of the body of Christ on some terms, but we need to take the full manifestation of the word. We need to bear the fruit of the Lord. The Lord tells us that we need to just come into him and submit to his full authority. I'm going to go to another scripture here. I believe it's going to be John chapter 15, verse 16. John chapter 15, verse 16. And actually, I'm going to start at verse 1, and it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So even as we're speaking tonight, we see that we are being purged of those things that shouldn't be in our lives. We're being purged of those things that would be detrimental to our walk with the Lord, as we're growing in the Lord, and we are bearing fruit. Every one of us on this line, we shall continue to bear fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. That's verse 3. And verse 4 says, abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. Jesus is telling us to abide in him. We need to be cleaned up and pruned and ready to move on in the Lord. As we are hearing the word tonight, as we're making declaration tonight, as we're asking God to clean us up, as we're asking God to transform us so that we will not be conformed to this world, but we will be transformed by the renewal of our mind, we know that God will take us to where he wants us to be. If we dwell in him, that means we will stay in him, and he dwells in you. Let him dwell in you every day, all day long. Accept Jesus Christ to be your Savior. Accept Jesus Christ to give you that anointing. Accept the fact that he has sent the gift of the Holy Ghost, the empowerment that we need. We need the Holy Spirit. So he says, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. There's different kinds of fruit that we will bring forth. We will bring forth the fruit of the Spirit, and then we will bring forth fruit by bringing others into the kingdom. That means that when he has pruned us, that when you see a branch being pruned, you will see more fruit coming or more leaves and things coming on the tree. So even as Jesus has caused us to be a part of the vine, we want to be help other people to become a part of the vine. The important thing is that we have ourselves ready so that as we go out to be a witness, as we go out to reach the lost, as we go out and tell somebody how God has changed our lives, we can see them, tell them that they can be changed too, because Jesus said this is not for only us, but it's for those who are coming in the future, not only for our families, but families who are coming down the line. So we thank God tonight for what Jesus has spoken to us and what he is speaking tonight. So hear the word of the Lord tonight. He says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye can ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Now that is a good promise, that if we will do the will of the Lord, we know that if we ask what we need, God will supply it. So as we were praying and making declaration earlier tonight, there were some things that some of us need in our lives, but he says if we would abide in him, if you would stay in God, if you would just stay faithful to him, if you would let the Holy Ghost take over your life, if you would let the Holy Ghost just move your mind, if you would let the Holy Ghost just take you from faith to faith and glory to glory, then you'll begin to ask what you need and you'll begin to see those things come into your life. Not that we're here to just get things from God, but we know that as we're seeking God, as we're doing his will, that he will supply our needs, that he will give us what we desire. We know that he watches over the bears and all the animals across the world, and we know that he can do that. If he can do that for the insects and provide food for them, don't you know that he will do it for you? But we know that we have to stay in the Lord God Almighty. He says in verse 8, herein is my Father glorified. So we want the Lord God Almighty to be glorified in whatever it is that we're doing. So if Jesus is in us, and we are in Jesus, and we know that those things that we're asking for will glorify the Father, that he will bring those things to us, that it will glorify him, because he is our daddy, he is our Father, and we know that as our Father, he gives us good gifts. So we know that our Father wants to be glorified as we bear much fruit, and so shall ye be our disciples. So let me read verse 8 clearly. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. So as we are his disciples, we're bearing fruit as his disciples. We're going to bear fruit by bringing people into the kingdom. That's a fruit that God wants us to bear so that he will be glorified. He says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. So that's a very important thing. We must continue in love as we are accepting Jesus, as Jesus is in us. And that Holy Ghost just moves us. We will move in the spirit of love as we reach out. It's important that we go out with love and compassion to bring people into the body. He says, by my loving kindness, I have drawn thee. So as Jesus Christ has drawn us, let us draw other people by the love that we share, the love that we show, the love that we give even to our enemies. We know that we must go out and let God move in us. As Jesus is in us, he will show us how to speak to a person. He will teach us how to even combat bad spirits. Those people who have cantankerous minds, those people who have evil spirits and have bad things to say to us, because we know that they spat upon Jesus, but he loved them anyway. They beat him with many stripes, but he loved them anyway. He said at the end, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do, because he loved them. So we know that if he could endure all of that, don't you know the little stuff that we endure? Some of those things may seem hard, but we have given those things to him. As we have given our burdens to him tonight, we know that we can continue to move on in the Lord. We know that we continue to believe the Lord. We can continue to see that we will bear fruit and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. So he says, if ye keep my commandments in verse 10, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and I abide in his love. Because he was had the Father's love, he was in the Father's love, he was able to come down here and give his life. And because of that, we have life tonight, and we're preparing for our life with him. We will reign with him forever. So get the word of God into your hearts tonight. Get the word of God. Let Jesus abide in you, and you abide in him. So we are connected together. He is the vine and we are the branches. And so if we are staying with him, that he is our lifeblood, that blood that he has shed on Calvary, as it mingles even with our lives tonight, we can move on in the Lord. We can ask what we need. We can help people come into the body of Christ. There is so much in the scripture tonight. Verse 12 says, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. When we get to the point where we can love somebody so much that we can give our lives, that is absolute love. So we must love ourselves. And speaking of love, I want to speak to the married people out there. You need to begin to love each other. The husband must love the wife as Christ loved the church, who gave himself for it. There's so many husbands out there who are not loving the wife properly. There are many husbands out there who feel like they should be first in line. Yes, we know that you are supposed to cover the wives, but begin to love your wife as Christ loved the church. And the wives, we need to ask you to begin to respect your husbands, begin to honor your husbands, because we know that that love that so many people are missing tonight, that's why many husbands and wives are not making it, because the love is not there. Many people married for the wrong reason. Ask God to help you to change your heart. If you're in that marriage, ask God to help you all to look at each other with love. Begin to love each other like Christ loved the church. Don't have conditional love, where if he's doing this, I will love him, or if she's doing this, I will love him. If she's not doing this, I won't love her. Or if he's not doing this, I won't love him. I won't love my children if they don't do right. I won't love my mom and dad if they don't do me right. I won't love my neighbor because my neighbor is mean. I won't love my boss because he's mean. You need to just love everybody. Begin to ask God to give you some love in your heart. If it's hard to love, there's some people out there who have been hurt deeply. Ask God to take away the pain. Ask God to take away that yoke that's upon you. Ask God to take away those burdens right now, because we know that love is of God, and God is love, and those who don't have love are not of God. So ask God to help you to have that love, because if we are abiding in him and he's abiding in us, we will have some love for the people who despitefully use us. We will love those people who don't love us. We will love those people who are trying to cause us to lose our jobs. We will love those people who are trying to cause our mates to run around. We will love those people who are trying to get our children to go in the wrong places. We will love even our children who are rebelling so badly. We will love them anyhow. We will love them into the kingdom. We will love the devil out of them. If we love them enough, the devil can't stay there. The devil can't have your children. If you truly love the children, you will ask God to come on in and help them in whatever situation they're in. You will not put your children down, no matter what they have done. Yes, my child gave me some hard times, but I ask God to help that child. I continue to ask God to just take over her life and use her to his glory. And I thank God tonight that my daughter is at the age of 30. She got saved at the age of 16. She's at the age of 30, and she's still serving the Lord. So I know that if God did that for me, God will do it for you. God can do it for anybody on this line tonight. If your marriage is going awry because there is no love, ask God to bring the love back. Ask God to give you some true love. Some true love, not some conditional love. Ask God to give you agape love, the love that has no strings attached. Ask God to give you some pure love tonight. There's so many people who don't really know what love is. There's some people out there who don't really know that God is love. And we know that if you're in God, that you will begin to love. If you ask God to help you to truly abide in him and he abide in you, we know that the love will really come forth. The love will show. The love will shine. And you won't be doing things just because you want something back, but you will do it out of pureness of heart, out of the love that God has given you, out of the love that God has put deep down on the inside of you. And just ask God, somebody, Lord, help me to love. Lord, give me some love tonight. Lord, put the love deep down in my heart. Lord, remove those hurts and those pains that are causing me not to love. Lord, help me not to have conditional love. Ask the Lord tonight as you're listening. Ask God to give you some true love. Ask God to just come on in and take away those things that are dark in your life. Lord, remove those things, even those enemies that have come in. There's some spirits that have come into your life that have causing you not to love. Then, Lord, remove those demonic spirits that are keeping me from loving. Help me to, oh God, help me, Lord, right now so that I can love my neighbor as myself. Help me, Lord, tonight so that I can love my husband. Help me, Lord, tonight so that I can love my wife, love my children, love my pastor, love my friends, love my neighbors, love my enemies, oh God. Lord, help me to love the way you love. Lord, you loved me even when I was in my sin. You didn't put me down, but you loved me. I thank you, God, for loving me when I was in my sin. I thank you, God, that you loved me enough that you were patient with me until I came to you. Lord, I thank you tonight that your love is still here for me, even though I may be messing up. Some of us are messing up tonight. So ask God to help you to just realize that he still loves you, even though you may have been doing some crazy things in your life. Say, Lord, I know that you still love me, and because you love me, I want to love you back. And Lord, you said in your word, if I love you, I will keep your commandments. So keep the Lord's commandments tonight, and begin to love God as he loves you, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Ask God to bring that into your life tonight, because that is something that is missing in so many lives across this nation. That's why so many things are going awry. Lord, even that murdering spirit, Lord, we praise you tonight, because love is coming so that the murdering spirit spirit would be put to shame. Lord, we thank you, God, today that even somebody whose family member was murdered, that we will love that person who did that thing to our family members, because that's how you would want us to have it. And even that person who committed the crime, that they will come to Jesus, that they will begin to love you, oh God, that they will begin to submit to your authority, oh God. My God, I thank you today, oh God, because you're showing me how to love, that I have given my burdens to you, oh God, that I have cast my burdens at your feet, oh God, and I have left them there, oh God. Thank you for it tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Verse 13 says, this is Matthew chapter 15, verse 13. It says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And we thank God tonight that Jesus laid down his life for his friends. And even tonight, as we're talking about love, we need to get to the point where we would lay down our lives so that our friends could have Jesus Christ. And sometimes it's not necessarily killing ourselves or allowing ourselves to be killed physically, but to lay down what it is that would be interfering with what God would want to do. Ask God to help you to lay down those things that are interfering with your ministry. Some of these things, and we can't get to our friends because we have things in our lives that are so much more important, that are not allowing us to do what God has called us to do. Ask God to take those things away from you. Ask God to help you to be like Jesus was, that he would be able to lay down his life, lay down those things that are interfering, those busy things, some things that really don't make any sense to be doing anyway. Some things that we're doing are just busyness. And ask God to remove that busy stuff from you so that you can do the will of the Father, so that you can reach out and be a friend to somebody. Reach out to somebody who's out on the street tonight, somebody who is laying out there in the dark, somebody who's laying out in the cold, that you would go out and reach out a hand to them. There are many kinds of people, people living in homes, in million-dollar homes, who need a friend. Some people have lots of people around them, but they're feeling like they don't have a friend in the world. Ask God to help you to reach out to somebody. Ask God to give you a divine appointment so that you can go out and reach somebody who is lost tonight. Ask God to give you a divine appointment so that you can put out a helping hand to somebody, that you will give up your life so that somebody else can have a life. Sometimes it takes just giving up some stuff that we have. Sometimes the food that we're eating, give that to somebody. Give the clothes that's on your back or clothing in your house that you really don't need, or clothes that you do need. Give it to somebody who needs it even more than you do. Give of yourself so that others can have, so that others can know that God truly loves them. Some people are out there and they feel like nobody has ever cared about them, because some of them have been raised in so many different kinds of situations that there was no love there. There are people who are out there in darkness, living in darkness, living in blackness. And God can bring them into the kingdom if we would just show some love. Reach out to them. Those people who are serving the devil, we ask God to bring them into the kingdom, because now is the time for salvation. We ask God to help us to show that we can take care of those people, that we can help them to come on into the body of Christ. Teach them about Jesus and his love, that they don't have to serve the devil. There are people out there serving the devil, worshiping the devil himself. They need to come on over here and serve Jesus Christ, but we can't draw them if we don't have any love. So ask God to bring that love abundantly tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, oh God. We just thank you, God, today for the love. We ask God to just bring their love into our hearts tonight. Glory to God. We realize that there's a scripture that says over in John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So we ask God tonight, Lord, help me to go out and reach somebody. Lord, help me to reach somebody and let them know that Jesus came, that you gave your only begotten Son. You gave your special Son. We know that we are all your sons and daughters. So, Lord, we ask you to help us to go out. Say, Lord, help me to go out and reach somebody and help them to understand that they too can become a son of God, because they too can become a daughter of God. Lord, that drunkard that's out there, that person who is using drugs and alcohol, that person who is in a, as I said earlier, in a million-dollar home, who needs you, Lord Jesus. Somebody's living in a very peaceful home, oh God, but all around them there's chaos. Lord, help them to reach out to those who are around them who are living in chaos as they have come to Jesus Christ. Lord, give us the unction to reach out and touch somebody. Lord, there are people on the job who need to be saved. So, Lord, give us the unction to tell them that you sent your only begotten son so that they could be saved. Lord, help me to go out and tell somebody who is laying out there, oh God, laying in the park somewhere, oh God, who needs to be saved, oh God. Lord, help me to go to my neighbor next door and tell them about Jesus Christ and his love, that you sent your only begotten son into this world so that people could be saved. I thank you, God, today that you did send your only begotten son so that my cousins could be saved. And I thank you, God, today that you did send your only begotten son because you love us so much. You love the world so much that my aunts and uncles could be saved. Speak to the Lord right now. There's some people in your family who need to be saved. There's some people who used to be saved. So, Lord, even the backslider, we ask you, Lord, today to help us to go out and reach those, oh God, and let them know that because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that those people out there who were once with him, they can return to him. Lord, we know today, oh God, that you are still alive and you are still well and you're still in the blessing business. You're still in the healing business and you can heal those minds, oh God. We will be able to go out and tell somebody who has schizophrenia that they can be healed so that they can receive Jesus into their hearts. There's somebody out there tonight who has paranoia. They are not sure which way to go. We can tell them about Jesus and his love. Tell them about the fact that God sent his only begotten son, that he loved them enough that they can be healed of the paranoia. There's somebody out there who is contemplating suicide tonight. We need to just pray and ask God to help us to pray diligently so that that person won't take their lives tonight. In the name of Jesus, because God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that that person who is in such a depth of despair that they want to take their lives, that God so loved the world and he is their friend that is closer than a brother. If they would just reach out and touch Jesus Christ tonight, that their lives can change forever, that they can prepare for their heavenly home, that they don't have to end up in hell because of taking their lives. And because Jesus, God so loved the world and Jesus came as the only begotten son, we can go out and tell somebody out there who is prostituting their bodies. Somebody's on the street corner tonight, walking up and down the street, that we can go out and reach that person. Somebody can reach out and tell them that God so loved them that they don't have to prostitute their bodies, that God will make provision for them. Some of them are trying to get money to get drugs. Some are trying to get money to pay for their home. Some are trying to get money to take care of their children. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that they too could be saved. So let somebody know that that person out there who just is so mean and evil, that they too can come and that they will receive Jesus and the love of Jesus Christ into their hearts, so that they won't be evil anymore. So ask God to help you to be able to go out and witness to somebody and let them know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life, that they too can come in and have everlasting life. That son or that daughter of yours who may be rebelling tonight because they want to be with the in crowd, let them know that God loved them enough to give his son. And if he gave his son, they ought to want to come to Jesus Christ and live for Jesus Christ and reign with him forever. And let that husband or wife know that they can come to Jesus Christ. We've been praying and believing that God will bring love into the marriages, but ask God to bring the Holy Spirit in there too, because God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. And his only begotten son, when he died and rose again, he rose again and he sent the comforter, the Holy Ghost. So we thank God for the Holy Ghost tonight. So we praise the Lord tonight that as we go out and be a witness for the Lord, as you begin to take your ministry to a higher level, as you begin to cover your pastors and cover your leaders, cover the elders and cover the apostles and cover the bishops and cover every person, the disciples in your church, every saint of God, cover them with the prayer, cover them with the blood of Jesus, because we know that as we are receiving what God is speaking to us tonight, as we understand what God has given us, because he has given us love, he has given us Jesus Christ, we too can go out and help somebody. We want these ministries to be stronger in the Lord, be more anointed to do the work of the Father, and not just have a flock of people following because there's money being talked about all the time. The Spirit of the Lord must be in the place, and if the Spirit of the Lord is in the place, the pastors, the preachers, and the teachers will be covered, and there will not be this falling away as we have seen happening in this day and age. We know that God will delay the time if we continue to pray, but if we don't continue to pray, the time is just going to come so quickly that he will come back for his church. We know it's getting short anyway. But we know that there will be change in this nation, the nation that we live in. We will see change in the states. We will see change in the regions. We will see change in the cities. We will see change in the neighborhoods. We will see change in all of the homes that we know that are in the different neighborhoods that we live in. We know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him, we know that they could be, not perish and have everlasting life. So tonight I submit to you, brothers and sisters, to begin to just praise the Lord and let him know that you are rejoicing because he gave his son. You're rejoicing because he's empowering you. You're rejoicing because all of those burdens that you had when you came on the line, that you don't have them anymore. So Lord, say, take over this place once again, Lord. We thank you, Father. We praise your name, O God, because we ask you to continue to take over this place, O God, as we have given our burdens to you tonight, O God, as we have given our burdens to Jesus Christ, O God. We ask you to take over this place, O God. Take over our minds tonight, O God. Take over our thoughts tonight, O God. Lord, continue to give us that love that we desire in our hearts, O God. Take over this place, O God, because we realize that Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches, O God. And we know, Father, today that we're bearing much, much fruit as you are taking over this place, O God. As you have removed some things from us tonight, O God. As you have cleaned my life tonight. Begin to speak to the Lord and tell him that you're glad that he is cleaning you up. You're glad that he has removed those burdens. You're glad that he has shown you how to love. You're glad that he's teaching you more about love and what that love is all about. That love is unconditional, as God has given you unconditional love. That you too will have unconditional love as you go out to win the lost for Christ. Begin to praise the Lord for what he is doing. The things that he's doing is marvelous in our eyes tonight, because he did send his only begotten son to this earth for each and every one of us. And as he has sent his son to us, he is the vine and we are the branches, and we are bearing much fruit. And the Father in heaven shall be glorified as we go out, to reach the lost, as we go out and cover our pastors, begin to pray, do more of the fasting. It's important this year to get that fasting and that praying in. There's so much more that God wants to see done for the body of Christ and through the body of Christ as we go out to reach the lost. It's so important that we realize that we go as God has blessed us to come into the kingdom, that we go and help somebody else to come on in. We don't want to be judgmental. We need to get those things out of us that are causing us to look at people, looking down on people because we think we're better. We ask God to remove that tonight so that we can go out and help people to come into the body of Christ as Jesus Christ has come into our hearts, that the love of God is shed abroad in and through us, through Jesus Christ being in us. So, Lord, we thank you tonight for this time of fellowship. We thank you, Lord, tonight for this time of empowerment. And, Lord, as we're coming to the end of this time, Lord, we pray that each and every one on this line, oh God, everyone who has been listening, that you bless them mightily, oh God, that you increase their faith in you, oh God, that you increase everything that we're doing, oh God, spiritually, Lord, that we will have more of you in us and less of ourselves. That the Holy Spirit will fill us up and will take over our minds, our hearts, our spirits, and our souls. Everything about us, let it just be in Jesus Christ, because he is the vine and we are the branches, Lord. And we know, Father, today that we bear the fruit of the Spirit everywhere that we go. In the name of Jesus, we thank you.
As we have come to the end of this time of prayer and fellowship and serving the Lord and giving what God has put on my heart to give and to share with the world what God is doing, I just want to thank everyone who joined in with us. We appreciate you listening in, and we invite you to come back next week and listen in to see what God is doing, to see what you can do to help yourself, your family, your ministry, the people who you know. We just want everyone to know that God is still alive and God is still doing a mighty work. So it's a matter of us realizing the power that we have through the Word of God. Each and every one of you have a blessed week. God bless, and I love you.
You're invited to join a friend who's closer than a brother, Jesus Christ. Find out more by joining our circle of friends. Contact us by calling 925-219-2458. That's 925-219-2458, or email Evangelist Darlene at dbundage@yahoo.com. That's D-B-U-N-D-A-G-E dage@yahoo.com. Once again, thanks for listening to our prayers for our nation here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, Hour of Power of Prayer. You're invited to join us again next week for more prayer for our nation.
We were made.
You're invited to join a friend who's closer than a brother, Jesus Christ. Find out more by joining our circle of friends. Contact us, email Evangelist Darlene at dbundage@yahoo.com. That's dbundage@yahoo.com. Once again, thanks for listening to our prayers for our nation here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, Hour of Power of Prayer. You're invited to join us again next week for more prayer for our nation.
We were made to love and be loved, but the price this world demands will cost you far too much. I spent so many lonely years trying to fit in. Now I've found a place in this circle of friends. In a circle of friends, we have one Father. In a circle of friends, we share this prayer. And every orphan soul will know, and all will enter in to the shelter of this circle of friends.